Dreamscape Lore presents The Sapling Cage, written by Margaret Kiljoy. Read for you by Jackie Milosh. For my mother. 1. The alder tree was ancient, and its leaves and branches left sunlight dappled on the forest floor. It was also dead, and it shouldn't have been. Everywhere around us, the forest was waking from winter. Everything was bluebells and white trilliums and new buds on branches and bright green leaves. Everything was spring. Except the alder. Its bark was sharp with cold, like ice or like stone. Its leaves were gray.
I don't think trees are supposed to be like that, Lane said.
We'd finished our morning work on the communal fields. Not 100 yards away through the trees, horses ran in the pasture, excited to be outside after so many months of snow. I could smell rain in the air. It should have been a perfect day. But the alder was dead, and it shouldn't have been.
Witchcraft, Lane said.
That was her explanation for everything strange.
It couldn't be the witches, I said.
That was my defense of everything blamed on witchcraft. She paced around the tree. It took her several paces for every lap. She was half a year younger than me. She'd just turned 16, but she was the one always trying to burn off extra energy. I peered at the frost gathered on the alder's bark.
I see another one, Lane said.
She took off running further into the forest, and I caught up with her a ways away. A young pine was dead and cold, its needles gone gray. One shattered at the touch of my finger.
Who else but witches? Lane asked. Trees don't turn cold.
Only a witch could save it, I said. You'll be able to save it.
Oh, hooray, Lane said sarcastically.
It's not that bad.
I didn't make that deal. I don't think my dead mom's promise should mean anything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?